They're a very strong second half there, and 3:17 I make it all from play. Now that's great shooting.
I didn't even know that, Francie. Yeah. Suppose I'd always look at what the other side got, and you know, 1:15 was a lot. Like, that definitely wasn't a 7 or 8, whatever it was, 8 point game, whatever it was, because that was just crazy stuff. You know, Calvin really threw everything at us there, and we were asked serious questions. And you know, look, it's a little cliche, but I literally am just delighted to go over the line there, because that was intense stuff. Like,
yep, an 8 point win, but as you say, a lot to be concerned about defensively, because Calvin did get in for a lot of scores there, and some of them maybe were on the soft side.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, look, they get in for easy scores there. And it's something we'll definitely have to work on, because as I say, you know, 1:15 is worrying. You know, we were good going forward, but definitely in the defence now, it's something that has to be tightened up, because you know, it's as you say, some of the scores are just too easy.
You started a wee bit sluggishly. I think nerves maybe got into the players' heads there. This is a big game. You know, they had a good minor league campaign, but this is different. This is championship football, and the players seem to be affected by that.
I've made that point to you all the time, Francie, all through the league is totally different. We've seen the result last night with Antrim and Monaghan. Like, that was a 23-point turnaround, and that one in 3 weeks. The league's a totally different animal, and you know, I was just nervous today, just because it's a big occasion. You know, the boys are coming here probably off the back of that league win. People maybe expecting these boys to light it up, and you know, they're 17-year-old lads. It doesn't happen like that. Calvin weren't going to come up to me here. Like, I've studied Calvin. We've watched them. Calvin were a damn good team. Like, Calvin had a real good league campaign as well. And look, I tell you, it's a relief this evening, because there's parts of that game you're looking there and saying this could go either way here.
Conor O'Neill at midfield, he was very strong throughout, and kept you on the front foot, and worked very hard back as well.
Yeah, like, horsey's just an animal, and excuse the pun with the nickname, but like, that man's doing 5Ks, and God knows what time the lads were slagging me whenever we done one, you know, a wee bit of running between the sides, but there's only one winner of that. But look, he was great. Like, Sean's a concern. Like, you know, we lost Sean, but ED came in, I thought, and done excellent as well. And all the lads that came in, I thought, really contributed to it. And even the boys who were took off, like, they were just spent. They'd exuded all their energy. So, look, it is just relief here to be in the winner's hat. Like, you know, and let me tell you, on that Cabin team, you know, they're not out of this yet either. Like, that is a damn good team, and they have some tasty players.
Owen McElholm, your captain, he's an inspirational leader, but an exceptional footballer as well. I think he finished with 1-6 there from play, and he's great chemistry with Noah Grimes. The two of them worked very well together.
Yeah, look, Owen, like, to play in the team we had last year with a year younger, like, you just see the talent of him, and look, he was definitely led us at times whenever we needed scores, and you know, but as I keep saying, like, fair play to Cabin, like, every time we thought we were away, it just kept coming back. And you know, again, that's something we need to work on, because you can't score a goal and then just concede straight away again. So it's step one. We're into the winner's pot of the next round, so to speak. So it's watch the video and try and get prepared for the next game, whatever it is. I don't know when the draw is going to be, but I don't even know who won the rest of the games today, so whoever it is, it's definitely knuckle down time, and you know, we need to be better.
Derry had a big win, I know that for sure. Yeah, a very big win over Armagh, I think they were playing. But lots to work on ahead of the semi-final, Jared, anyway.
Yeah, look, there's lots to work on. As I said, we wanted to come here and win and get our win, and you know, still keep that wee sort of buffer of a second chance if things didn't happen. And you know, I suppose that was the good thing about today. If things hadn't went our way, you still had that second chance. But you know, to get up to the intensity of that, it took us a wee while to get up to it. Calvin really brought the intensity in the first 15 minutes, so I'm just as I say, relieved to get out of here.
And yourself and you've a great coaching staff along with you as well. You know, there'll be some intense talks and instructions going on in Givehy over the next few days.
Francie, there'll have to be, because as I say, that as you move forward, like, and like, that just won't do. You know, that just won't do there, because we were just too open at the back a lot of the time, so we just need to tighten up.